The captain in charge of the mission immediately fell all over himself, trying to show not only the proper respect, but also that he wasn't really that undone by it all. What he succeeded in displaying was his almost paralyzing sense of intimidation. The Great One rescued him, charming and friendly, making a great effort not to appear mighty, while making it clear to all that the effort was a genuine courtesy on his part. He did manage to calm them down a bit. He even insisted the captain merely call him Sir, a gesture which visibly shook his guards, even through their armor. Next, he started down the line, shaking the hand of each and every warrior. Almost no one present was aware of the true purpose of the guard that accompanied him down the line: to kill anyone insufficiently safe, courteous, or impressed. He wasn't needed. All were awed. He didn't make it to Felix at the end of the line. The sudden appearance of the ship's captain himself stopped the greetings. A brief ceremony followed, with the skipper loudly and dramatically bestowing his prayers, faith, etc., on the Great One's journey. The Maseo handled it as if he had been accepting even greater honors all his life, which he had. Then it was time to go. The scouts were called to point. Felix was with them. He stepped out of the ranks and took his place in front. The non-combatants fled the chamber. Felix found that he was trembling, but that ended when the familiar pattern of transit lights began. He tensed forward eagerly. He was ready for this. He was ready for nothing else. Then the lights went to green and he stepped forward. It would be his 21st drop, and his last. Fleet seemed to be getting the hang of it. They had said no ants, and there were none about. Felix approved of the glimmer of professionalism, though personally, of course, he was disappointed. He scanned the area. No wind now, but evidence of a recent storm was everywhere. There were no mazes, and what few dunes did exist were smooth, sloping things, rising and falling with gradual grace. The landscape rose gently eastward in broad, widely spaced humpbacks. In all other directions, vision was unobstructed for several kilometers. It was a good team. The warriors spread out without having to be told, forming the defensive perimeter. The Imperial Guard was even better. Their circle around the Maseo was completed many seconds sooner. Felix found himself in the center of both rings, along with the CO, the Tex, and the Maseo. He couldn't stand it. He offered to scout upslope while the first probe was being planted. "Of course," replied the CO, as if he'd ordered instead of approved.